But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, I don't know about all of you, but I'm really getting worn out by all the news, the tragedy in Maui, politics, the war over in the Ukraine, all the political ads we're going to be bombarded with in the coming months, and all the arguing about this and that. It's just a little overwhelming and exhausting and rather inescapable. Which is why I find today's gospel reading by Matthew so refreshing. It's a simple story about a woman who could care less about all the politics and divisions in her world. She only cares about one thing, and that's her daughter. And her story reminds us of what faith, prayer, and love looks like when we're faced with real personal adversity. It's a story that brings us back to the basics of what it means to trust in Jesus. And I, for one, need a story like this right now. As a parent of three kids and a grandpa to six, soon to be seven, I can really relate to this story. I mean, you would do anything for your kids or grandchildren if they're sick, if they're hurt, in trouble, or anything like that, right? I remember when our oldest was only a few months old. It was a winter night, and he had this high fever. And Raquel and I were brand new parents, and we had no clue what to do. We were scared. We were terrified. And thankfully, the pediatrician called us back and told us that we needed to bathe him in cool water. Not cold, but cool. And he told us that he's going to cry, and he's going to shiver, but you're going to have to do what's best for him. And I remember my wife and I kneeling down next to the bathtub with her son in there, and him just crying at the top of his lungs and his little bottom chin just shivering beyond control. We would have done anything to make him better that night. Now, someone once said that the Bible should never be the footnote of the news of the day, but rather the news of the day should always be just a footnote in the Bible. Well, unfortunately, today's headline is never to be found in our news sources. Scripture is our headline today. And the headline should read, "An unnamed Canaanite woman becomes the only person ever described by Jesus of having great faith." It's kind of funny because last week, the Apostle Peter, you know, the rock, well, he was told he had very little faith. And then this week, some anonymous woman who is not even Jewish is told that she has great faith. So what's it about her faith that makes it so great? And how can we have faith like hers? Well, first, the story reminds us that great faith often has a great need. Throughout the New Testament, the people who show the greatest faith in Jesus are the ones that have the greatest needs. Jesus calls these people the poor in spirit. Great faith requires us to be poor in spirit. It requires us to recognize that we need Jesus, realizing that we don't have it all figured out. We can't get it right on our own. We can't fix ourselves. We can't fix our families. We can't fix our own all on our own. We need Jesus, and we know it. Now, this woman is desperate. Her daughter is being tormented by a demon, and she will do anything for her daughter, even turn to a Jew. She will humble herself, embarrass herself. She will do whatever it takes because her need is that great. I think we all can agree that we have a pretty big need in our world today, as great a need as I can ever remember. There's this war going on in the Ukraine, wildfires everywhere. Grocery prices keep going up. Mortgage rates keep going up. People just don't know how to be nice to one another. And we desperately need a renewed sense of cooperation. But need in of itself is not enough. The truth is, there is a hole in the heart of our world that can only be filled by Jesus. Now, there's this bumper sticker that I just love, and I got to find out where to get one. And I think it sums it up pretty well. It basically says, y'all need Jesus. I think it's a good reminder for all of us that we do. Yes, great faith requires a great need. And yes, our world has a great need. And that need won't be filled with anything but Jesus. The Canaanite woman had great faith, not just because she is desperate for help, but because she comes to realize that her help can only come from Jesus. Great faith means recognizing your great need and turning to Jesus, knowing that we need something and knowing who alone can fill that need. But there's a third element as well. A third element to having this great faith. Did you notice that what happened when this woman first turns to Jesus? He ignores her. He doesn't answer her at all. That seems kind of strange. But haven't you ever felt that way when you've gone to prayer and prayed to God? I know I have. Now, there's this classic little book that came out, I think, in 1970, called Beginning to Pray by Anthony Bloom. And the first chapter, he discusses this completely. And he tells us that God is truly never absent. He always hears our prayers. Sometimes the only answer we hear, though, is silence. And that makes it seem as though God is absent. And that can test and challenge your faith. We see the Canaanite woman's great faith in her response to Jesus' silence, though. When Jesus responds to her request with silence, she responds with faith. In the face of silence, she doesn't give up. She doesn't turn from Jesus. She kneels in homage before Jesus and says again, Lord, help me. Great faith doesn't give up but persists even when there seems to be little reason to do so. Great faith, as this woman shows us, requires a great need and trusting that Jesus alone can meet that need. And it requires tireless trust in God, even when God doesn't seem to be responding to our prayers. But there's one thing that great faith doesn't require. And we see that through the strange little twist that happens near the end of the story. When this woman finally gets Jesus to respond, he gives her an answer she doesn't want to hear. He says to her, I was sent only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she was not one of those lost sheep. She was a Canaanite, not a Jew. So why would Jesus say that to her? And what does it have to do with us? Well, sometimes when we don't get the answer we want in prayer, we can blame ourselves. We can say something like, well, it's all my fault. I haven't lived a good enough life. I haven't had enough faith in God. I disappointed God in some way. Or who am I to even dare to ask God for help? Like the Canaanite woman, we can wonder if we are worthy to have our prayers answered. But here's the good news that this Canaanite woman teaches us today. She teaches us that our worthiness has nothing to do with it. She isn't worthy. We aren't worthy. It doesn't matter. Great faith doesn't require us to be worthy because great faith turns us to the only one who can make us worthy. Great faith turns us to the one who died for us, to make us worthy to stand before him and pay him homage. You see, by telling the Canaanite woman that she isn't worthy and then answering her prayer, Jesus is telling us that it's not about our worthiness. It never was. It's about grace. The simple, undeserved gift of God's love given to all of us by God's Son. Great faith doesn't rely on worthiness, but it's also not stopped by our unworthiness. Because great faith relies on God's grace, nothing else. To this unnamed woman, Jesus says, "Woman, great is your faith," not because she was worthy of it, but because she needed Jesus. She knew it. But because she needed it, knew it, and she persisted when everything and everyone else was telling her to give up and go home. In the grand scheme of things, this may not be the most important story in the world. It certainly won't make tomorrow's headlines, but think again of how many people will be hearing this story today. Catholics and others all over the world. People like you and me that might be overwhelmed by the stories in the news these days or in our lives. All around the world today, people will be hearing about a Canaanite woman whose name we don't know, who showed us what it means to have great faith. So we have to ask ourselves, do we have great faith? So maybe this story is the most important story in the world today. The one that should be given the headline as a reminder for us. And I, for one, am thankful to have heard it and thankful to have shared it with you all.